Recording.
I'm doing it on my end too because I got the audio recorder. Yeah,
I don't know.
Good, maybe, probably.
Works for me, man. It is what it is. We've had some major technical difficulties. If you guys are just tuning in right now, so hopefully today will be a little bit better. But
I know. Hopefully our audio issues haven't ran anybody off.
I know, right? All right, everybody. Welcome back to Beer Fish Fanatics. This is Grandy with Ma Pop Fishing. We got
Fishing Kit with the Fishing Kit YouTube channel.
Something like that. There you go. Today, we are online again. I'm back in the Colorado Rocky Mountains again. So, you know, going back to the long distance relationship with my buddy here. I am doing, well, this is the thing. I thought I had some non-alcoholic beer inside the fridge. Turns out it was sparkling water. So today, sorry everybody, I am drinking the bubbly sparkling water blackberry flavor. So it is what it is. What do you got, I mean, man?
That's basically NA beer, right? Just carbonated beverage.
I guess you could say that. But well, so I don't know if anybody knows, non-alcoholic beer doesn't necessarily mean there's no alcohol in it. So it's just that it's under 0.5%. That's all that means. You have to drink like alcohol free beer where there's no alcohol in it. So it kind of tricky that way, just so everybody, but under 0.5%, a banana has like 0.3% alcohol, so it's like eating a really ripe banana. There you go.
Interesting.
Yep.
Anyways, I have a Leinen Kugels.
Ooh.
So I just got random beers in the fridge. People bring them over. My roommate doesn't drink beer, so I just got a bunch of random beers in my fridge, and I'm just going through them.
There you go, man. There you go. Cheers, guy.
Oh, yeah. I got the Oktoberfest.
Ooh.
So.
Oh, you better drink that quick, man. Because they don't taste the same once you hit about, I want to say about 4 months, 3 to 4 months. So you got to drink them quickly.
Okay. So that's coming up pretty quick because it is middle of December and this beer, I guess it was brewed in November.
Yeah.
So that's weird.
Yeah, it all depends. Well, it's probably, so I don't know, because I think they're probably a bigger, they're part of AnBev. So I think they just have the whole Oktoberfest year round, the flavor. That's probably why. You know what I'm saying? So I don't think it's a one time a year deal. I think they just brew it and just keep it going all the way through the whole year, I believe.
Oh, I almost overdid it. I was like, huh, it's not very foamy.
That's and a once lot I get,
got
there,
towards
buddy.
The top, I was like, oh, just the way I like it.
Oh, boy. Cheers to that, man. Just the way he likes it. A lot of Cheers. Head in his beer. Let me finish that sentence. I don't want to get us in trouble. But anyway, so it's been a while since we've talked, and I have run into, so just to kind of give everybody a little heads up, I've run into more physical disabilities that is interfering with my fishing, and it's pissing me off. So in case anybody's wondering, I don't have gout, thank goodness. However, I got this stupid, I guess you can call it a heel spur, a bone spur, but it's actually like a Haglund's deformity. I had to look it up. It's a big old bone girth growth or whatever at the back of my heel, and it hurts like a mother. I've actually not been able to walk. Well, initially, because right after I left you, it started hurting. That Sunday, I started feeling it, and then from that Monday, I was like out of commission for a good week. I couldn't walk. It was like, it really sucks, dude. It's like, it's kind of like gout, but I wouldn't say it's worse, but it's definitely different. It sucks. It's not fun. I can barely walk.
So you got like a growth on your heel or something? Is that
Yeah.
what that is?
Yeah, it's a growth on your heel and it connects your Achilles, or it's like the heel, your bone to your calf muscle. It's the whole Achilles area. So there's
Yeah.
like a, and it's called bursitis. So I got a bursitis where there's a cushion usually back there, and it with that little extra bone growth, it's pushing that, space. So it's hitting a nerve and it's hitting my skin now. So it's like growing. So it completely hurts. Like, I have to slowly get my body used to it now. It's like I'm trying to still heal. Like right now, I'm still limping. I know my in-laws want to go ice fishing this weekend. I don't even know if I can still yet. It's pretty, unless they're gonna pull me in their sled, literally. It's God, man. I can't buy. I just can't get a freaking pass right now. It sucks, dude.
Can't catch a break or catch a fish.
Hey, well, yeah, touche. Hey, I did catch a fish on your boat. Yeah, couple.
You caught a couple big ones, man.
Yeah, I did.
They're
I
pretty
haven't got
nice
the video
fish.
yet on that one, but I'll probably release that later. But yeah, that was super appreciative to Mr. Fishing Kit here. I was visiting Iowa, so the funny thing was we were just talking. I was talking to my wife. I was like, "Who drives 10 hours to have the wife and the kids drop him off to his buddy's boat before he even goes sees his visits his mom?" Me. I went literally. So I think what day was that when I went over there, Kit?
Was the day before Thanksgiving,
Oh yeah, so it's
Wednesday.
Wednesday. Yeah, Wednesday right before Thanksgiving. So we're on the way for Thanksgiving break, and shout out to the wife. She allowed me to get dropped off on Fishing Kit's boat, literally at the lake, literally at the docks. I didn't even anything. She literally dropped me off at the docks, and Fishing Kit picked me up. So, and then we went fishing, and it was definitely fun times, I guess you can say.
See, you already knew you were going to spend a few days with your mom, but you kind of knew that might be the last time on the boat for the season. So you made a choice. Like, last chance to get on the boat or.
That's true. Hey, it was the last time. It was the last time you were on the boat too, huh?
Yep, I put it away after that on that Friday. Actually, I got it winterized on Black Friday,
Yeah, we're
and now it's
talking.
been in my garage ever since.
Yeah, the last episode we're talking to Sean about that, the winterizing. So since then, what have you been doing, man? You've been river fishing, you've been ice fishing. What's up, dude?
I went fishing once since then. That was not 2 weeks ago, but like 2 Saturdays ago. Not quite 2 weeks ago because it's Tuesday right now. So I haven't fished in over a week, and last time it sucked. So it was kind of, it kind of, I don't know, it just put me off, and I got a bunch of editing I need to do. I probably got like a dozen videos I need to edit, dude. So I've
Jeez.
just been editing videos.
That's a good problem to have, guy. I mean, I'm not gonna lie, I
It's
was
like
in.
too it's too it's too many videos. By the time they come out, I'm gonna have to start releasing them
Yeah.
over the winter, 'cause if I wait till next open water season, they'll be like a year old. I mean, not
Yeah.
that that matters, but it's that buffer is just gonna keep getting bigger and bigger as long as I continue to keep going out and fishing like I have been. So yeah, I don't know, I might have to do two videos a week, dude, just to, not be 6 months ahead of time, maybe a month ahead.
Yeah. All right. I got a daughter asking for a piece of paper. Here you go. Here you go, buddy. Wanna say hi to Uncle Kit? Oh shit! Oh shit! Oh shit! Fumble! Fumble!
There it goes.
Fumble! Oh shit!
Uh-oh.
Oh, can you go get a paper towel upstairs for me, honey, please? Oh boy. Oh boy. Can you go get paper towel upstairs, please? Yeah. Yes, I dropped the bubbly. I know. Whew. Almost hits. I know. Bubble water, bubble water. All right. Well, there you guys go. This is the chaos. I thought the kids were going to be the first one to spill. It looks like it's good old dad. Okay.
Hi, Bucky. Hi, little Bucky.
She can't see me. The one saying butt cheeks.
Oh, they could see you.
Oh, can they see me?
Yeah, they can see you. That's why they're saying calling you Uncle Butt Cheeks right now. If you can hear them. There you go.
Hi, Butt Cheeks Uncle.
Okay. All right, girls. All right, we're back after the debacle. So Fishy Kit was just talking.
Okay. Are we back?
What's that?
We're back.
Yep, we're back. I don't know. I'll edit it in. Don't worry. But
are you allowed to have this?
No, I can't have that. Oh, so poor girl. So look at that. She was gonna give me an IPA.
Love her.
She's gonna give me IPA. No, I can't have that one either. Grab another one. Oh, she's gonna give me a wheat beer. Holy shit! If anybody's wondering, I have not fallen off the wagon yet. My wife drinks those types of beers too. So. Sure, I'll drink that one. It's a watermelon flavored one. All right.
That's my favorite.
That's okay. I'll buy you some more. Don't worry, honey. Oh my God! Here, you can have it. I'll go get me another one. Oh Lord, you guys are driving me nuts. I already opened it. It's okay, Scotty. I'll buy her another one. Well, there you guys go, everybody, ladies and gentlemen. If I keep this in, four daughters with four attitudes. Love it. Okay, love you, babe. All right. Oh, here we go.
Oh, drank their favorite drink. Look what you did.
I know, I drank her favorite drink. They're very true, man.
Do I recycle it?
Yes, you can if you're done. Okay, okay. Shh. Okay, Dad is recording. Enough. Okay? Shh. Okay, thank you. All right, holy shit, we're talking about you. Putting off.
Okay, let's go back. Okay, so you were asking how my fishing's been since I put the boat away. I only fished the river once, and it didn't go very good, so it kind of put me off, and I'm kind of in a spot where I got so many videos to edit. If I don't get caught up now, I'm gonna be so far behind, and I need to start pumping them out, because I'm gonna be releasing videos. If I wait till the open water season to release more open water videos, you know, I'm gonna be, you know, it's gonna be videos from, it'll probably be getting close to a year ago, you know. Dang, if I keep at this pace. But if I start releasing, you know, stuff over the winter, so I think I'm gonna do ice fishing videos on Wednesday, my normal time slot, and then I'll release the open water video on Sunday.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Yeah. Because the Short Rod Show, they released their episodes on Sunday. And they got that from In Depth Outdoors, and they released their videos on Sundays.
So Sundays, huh? Do you think that's the prime hour, the prime time day, I mean, to release?
I don't know. It probably doesn't make a difference for me.
Yeah. Well... All right, man. There you guys go, everybody. You guys heard it from Fishing Kid's mouth. Two videos a week. That's going to be dope.
Yeah. So I think by the time this episode comes out, I won't be on two yet, but I think it'll be the week after, because this will come out next Monday, right?
Yeah.
And then, after this comes out, I have my first ice fishing video for the season. I didn't record it this year, but it's just some footage I had from last year. But, gotcha. Man, it was... I'll give you a little teaser. I was just sitting. It was like fishing in a barrel. There was probably like hundreds of fish underneath me, and I just sat there and caught a bunch all day.
Damn, must be nice. If people in Iowa are wondering, is there ice here in Colorado? Not in the Denver area. You have to go up to the mountains, but yes, there is ice. My brother-in-law just went last week. A lot of people have been going up to the mountains, and there's plenty of ice. I want to say the last time I've talked to them, I think there's anywhere between about, up in the mountains is about 3 to 5 inches, depending on your location or which lake. Lots of people are going up there, taking a trek, going after trout, obviously. That's pretty much what we're going to be going after. If I get to go this weekend... Possibility, hopefully we can catch some big cutbows, some big rainbows, some browns is on the menu, but we'll see, pending my stupid heel right now, man. It just sucks because So this is the thing. If you guys are wondering, Haglund's deformity. I can't even wear a shoe. The type of shoe I've been wearing right now, it has been Crocs. So, and then the reason being is I can't have pressure on my heel because it's like excruciating pain. So I have to wear Crocs at where the back is open or wear flip-flops. So there's no pressure on the back of my heel.
Oh, so you wouldn't even be able to wear boots or anything.
I haven't worn a closed shoe in 2 weeks. So it would be my first time. I think I'd be okay, but my thoughts are, I mean, because it's getting better now. I'm finally walking without pain. I'm still limping a little bit, but at least it's definitely I can walk now. So it's moving in the right direction. I don't want to have it go back. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and not wearing boots during ice fishing is kind of difficult.
Yeah, and that's why we were talking about everybody's laughing. But yeah, they would have to pull me on the sled. They would have literally pull me on the sled since I couldn't wear, you know, closed toes boots or something like that. It would suck.
Yeah. What if you wore like two or three pairs of wool socks? And just wore, because is there snow up in the mountains right now?
I haven't went up there, but there is some. I believe there is some. There's not a ton, but there is some snow up there, yes.
I was going to say, maybe you could put on a flip-flop to get to the ice and then have somebody drag you in a sled once you get to the ice.
Like, I guess we could do that, but I'd have to see. But it just sucks. Like, I wouldn't be mobile. I'd have to be stuck. I'd have to... You know, kind of, it just sucks. Let's just say that. Like, and that's why I haven't even like shore fish or anything. I haven't even, you know, been able to go after the walleyes. I heard the walleyes were still doing okay here. I just, like I said, it's just been really just trying to get my heel to heal. So, but yeah, I'm sad. It's like getting old sucks, man.
Oh man, I bet, dude. I don't know. Right now, we don't even have any ice in Iowa. I mean, there might be a couple diehard, you know, guys getting out on 2 inches of shitty ice right now.
Scary. I heard that lake up north of you has ice, but it's very sketchy, I heard.
Yeah, I think the call would be, if I were to go ice fishing this weekend, it's going to be like 50s this week. I would have to go up to Minnesota, you know, South Dakota, North Dakota. I have to drive a decent amount of distance to find any ice. And I don't know. I can wait, I guess. I mean, I might get cabin fever in a week or so if I haven't gone out and fished from the bank.
Yeah.
Because man, this is the longest I've gone without fishing in a long time.
What if you guys don't get ice?
I'm slowly getting my ice fishing stuff together.
Yeah. But what if you guys don't get ice?
I mean, it's still December. We got... If we hit February and there's no ice, then we got a problem. But I bet once it gets cold, it's going to come fast.
Yeah.
I think there was... It wasn't last season, but the season before, I was kayaking on Christmas Eve. So yep. we're on pace to, you know, so far we're going to be on pace for that same kind of season. So it's not like the latest it's ever been. Just a couple years ago, there was I was kayaking on Christmas Eve. If I still had my kayak, I'd probably be getting that out. Or if I didn't winterize the boat yet, I'd be getting that out.
Are people still on boats out there?
Yeah, I think so. I think some people are still getting it out. Yeah. See, my thing was that week, it got really cold. So I was like, okay, I'm going to winterize my boat. The thing is, you know, I don't know anything about boats and stuff. So I didn't winterize my boat myself. You know, I paid a shop to do it. And, you know, it's not cheap.
Yeah.
I mean, I could always take the boat out and winterize it again. But that's, you know, that's a couple hundred bucks right there I would have wasted.
Yeah, for sure. It makes sense. And like you said, it's Iowa, man. Pretty soon, you never know, you might have 50-50s, 50s, then all of a sudden, 2 week span of zero. and it happens.
Yeah, I mean, it's not even winter yet, technically, so we got time. But like I said, if we're pushing halfway through January and we don't have ice yet, like, oh man, I would definitely drive. I probably wouldn't have to drive, you know, hours and hours away. I probably only have to drive an hour or two.
Or you could just come visit Colorado. Just throwing it out there.
Yeah, just drive, you know, what, 9 hours? Is it nine?
9.5. If I feel like you can get here in about 9.5 hours. Oops. But yeah, 9.5 hours. It's not a bad drive, dude. If you drive it by yourself, I don't think it's the bad pending weather, or you can fly. There's some cheap flights I've seen. I mean, from Des Moines to Denver, I've seen, if you look certain times, you can get a round trip for under $100. That's if you go on certain days, like Thursday to Tuesday or something like that. If you come here on Thursday and then leave Tuesday or something, I bet you could probably find tickets round trip for under $100, even under maybe 80, around 80-ish, I would say you could find it.
Wow.
Yeah, huh. So just throwing it out there, I'll buddy.
I'll keep it on the docket, but
hey, I was gonna tell you, like, you don't even have to worry about live scope because we got Mr. Yang.
Oh yeah, he got the live scope, so I wouldn't miss my live scope.
Exactly. Well, speaking of your live scope, you've been sending us pictures. So, what's up with that, man? What's going on with your screen? What's wrong with your screen? It's not fitting, or what?
Well, there's nothing wrong with it. So I bought a 10-inch screen for the boat, a 10-inch Garmin, the Ultra 106, just because I wanted two screens for the boat. And I was like, you know, at the time when I was deciding what to purchase, because I have a 9-inch screen from before, and I was like, okay, I got to network. I want to network these two units together. So if I buy a 9-inch screen plus this network hub thing, the Garmin one, it came to the price of a 10-inch screen. And the 10-inch screen, the thing with that is, you know, bigger screen, but it's got two network connections on the back, so I didn't have to buy that network hub thing. So I was like, you know what, I'm just gonna get the bigger screen, you know, why not? I'm gonna be spending the same amount of money anyway. Anyways, so I put the boat away, I took that 10-inch screen off the boat, and I put it on my shuttle, and the problem is my bag is not designed for that size of screen, so I can't zip up the bag. You know, it's not the end of the world, but yeah, it's going to be interesting. I can't wait to get that bigger screen out on the ice. It's funny because I started with LiveScope on a 7-inch screen.
Yeah, this is...
And then my buddy Josh, he has a 9-inch screen. I think most people have a 9-inch screen. And I'm thinking like, man, it's only 2 inches bigger, but why does it look so much... It looks huge compared to the 7.
Yeah.
And then, you know, now I'm used to a 10-inch screen from the boat. So I bet, like, on the ice, this thing's going to look huge.
Yeah.
10-inch screen.
But I think you're not going to want to go back. you're gonna be like, 10-inch? Hell, bigger is better, right?
Yeah. And, you know, I'm getting old. I have to squint more when I'm trying to look at the screen. I can't see as good, so bigger screen.
Oh, God. Rich people problems again. Squinty because I can't see the fish on the freaking fish finder, man.
I don't think rich is the word, but I don't know. I was gonna ask, since you're thinking about, you're basically in the ice fishing season out there somewhat, so yeah. As far as gear, what have you gotten ready as far as gear, anything?
No. Well,
no, you know,
I mean, because ever since I had the this injury, since like we got back, because I was planning, as soon as I left Iowa, I was like, I told you and Sean Asaki that I was like, I'm gonna get my ice gear ready. I'm getting excited because we were talking about it, seeing all of Sean's fishing rods and everything got me all amped up. I even got some lures from him and everything ready to rock and roll. Come back only to have this injury, and I really, you know, I'm just kind of working at home. And then shuttling the kid, and I'm trying to rest it, ice it, put some heat on it, and just trying to get 100% before I start moving and carrying heavy stuff, and you know what I mean? Like, I just didn't want to do anything to, because like I said, every little bump on it, I'm telling you, bro, it feels like somebody takes a freaking knife to my heel. Like, it's jeez, super excruciating. Yeah, so like, even if I'm just sitting here, and I've done this a couple times, and you can ask my wife, I'd start swearing. But I accidentally bumped the back of the chair with my heel, you know, and I'm like, oh no, I feel like literally somebody just shot me in my heel or something. It just, it's that painful. So I have not gotten anything ready.
That sucks, dude.
I know, trust me, it does suck. But I do, I think I'm pretty simple. It's not like I have a ton of gear to get ready, right? I just got my rods. I just got my sled right there, and you know, the spud bars all right there. I mean, it's nothing really to get ready. I feel like the only thing is maybe my flashers out there, Panoptix. It's just gotta charge it. I really don't see much to get ready. The only thing is maybe retie some new leaders. That will be about it. I don't think I really have much to get ready. You know what I'm saying? I feel like in my, I guess you can say my tent, the pop-up hub, it's just in my bag right there. I mean, I guess I should air it out, huh?
Yeah, I haven't done that. I haven't done that. Like, I should have done that after the season was over last season. Uh-huh. And I haven't even opened up my bag yet. I should probably do that to check for mice holes and stuff like that.
Yeah, that's one thing I need to do, too. I should check on that. Other than that, man, I just feel like it's a quick one. Like okay, this weekend, if I get a chance to go on Sunday, I'm literally going to take the small, because I have like, two sleds, two or three sleds. I forgot how many sleds I got. Like, I have a small, quick, small one, a medium one, and a pretty large one. So I'll probably just take like the medium one. If I go with my brother-in-law's, they all have augers. I don't need to take that. Only thing I need to take is the rod and the Panoptix. You know what I'm saying? And then all my coat and stuff is just right there. Yeah. My bibs, just throw it on. I really can't see. I feel like there's not, you know, the funny thing is, even though open water feel like you take less gear, I think open water feels like it's less. I mean, I feel like ice fishing is more gear, but it feels like it's less time to prep. I don't, because it's not like we have machines, snowmobiles or anything like that, or ATVs, you know? So I feel like I'm pretty simple. I don't really have too much, I feel like, to get ready.
I don't know. I don't think it's less than open water, because you literally just, you don't even have to put on clothes. Just throw your stuff in the truck,
true,
and then go.
True, true, yeah.
You know, you don't have to pull your rods case. Right. You just throw the rods in the back of the truck, whatever.
If I don't get to go this weekend, I'm hoping... shoot, I was good thinking about going tomorrow if my wife would let me. But because there's a lake up in the mountains kind of nearby. My brother-in-law just went and they did pretty good on there. But like I said, man, if I go, I don't even know if I'm going to take out the hub this year, because you already know how these guys fish out here. They barely ever use the pop-up hub, I feel like.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, because, well, the kind of terrain they got to walk through, it's like a pain in the ass to be hauling all that stuff.
Very true. But like I said, and you know, like I said, most of the lakes here, you can't even have ATVs or snowmobiles, which is weird, especially up in the mountains. You would think they would allow it, but yeah, certain lakes don't allow it, so you have to, it's foot traffic only. But like I've seen a lot of people post on social media, they've been catching quite a bit at the lake that we're planning to go to on this weekend. I texted you saw that in the group chat, that they were catching some big fish. So, and that's the lake that we're planning to go to this weekend. So if we can get there, I've caught my biggest cut bowl was there, and they have some doozies. They have some pretty good, I would say, trout in the 8 to 10 pound range.
Dang.
I've seen. Yeah, so I mean, to see, and the crazy thing is, certain spots where we would fish, it's probably like maybe 9 to 10 feet deep, so it's really shallow. In some spots, even like 6-7 feet deep. So you can just imagine, if you catch a big fish, how to fight, because you actually had to put your tip of the rods in the water, because those fish are so massive and it's so shallow that they're just going everywhere. There's nowhere for it to kind of, you know, go. So they're just zip-zagging left and right. And if you don't want your line to get cut by the ice, you have to put the ice, your tip of the ice, or tip of your ice rod into the water.
Yeah, yeah. It's like when I target catfish in like 6-7 feet of water. They can't go, they got nowhere to go except for side to side. They can't go down.
All right. But like I said, hopefully I heal quickly and I'm able to get back out and fish, and hopefully I don't lose another ice season. I feel like I lost last year because of my stupid broken wrist. Now this year, if I lose a portion of ice season because of this stupid Haglund's deformed my heel, I'm gonna be pissed, man. It's gonna suck.
You know, by the time you're healed up, the ice fishing season should be going pretty strong in your area.
I think so.
I don't know about Iowa, man. We might have a month or so.
We'll see. I don't know. I just have to drive. And you know me, I hate having to drive 2.5 hours. But yeah. Well, I mean, I guess we can go to, like I said, there is some lakes that are about 45 minutes away. But you know how the in-laws are, my brother-in-law. We don't want to go after trout again. They want to go after the different species of fish.
There's wipers in Colorado, right?
Yes. I don't think there's wipers up in the mountains, though. I'll have to look. It says they... So this is the thing, man. I looked at the Colorado reports and everything. It says they freaking stock wipers and stuff. I just don't see people catching them. I don't know. It's weird. At least up in the certain lakes. And I know one lake here that does have wipers. It's not frozen over yet, and it probably won't. It's kind of like your area, Central Iowa. It probably won't be frozen over for like another month or two. Another month, I mean.
So you're going to have to try that place because it got wipers in there once it freezes?
I want to. I just don't know exactly where to go. It's just going to be a huge exploration for sure. I mean, I have some people I could probably ask that would know better. But, yeah, it'll definitely be interesting to see if I can find any wipers through the ice here. I'm not holding my breath, let's just say that.
Yeah.
Because if you think of it this way, man, you know how much my brother-in-law's, you know how much Mr. Yang and stuff love wipers, right? And they can't even freaking catch it through the ice, and they've lived here all their lives. You know what I mean?
That's true. I don't know, wipers are different, though, through the ice.
Agreed. Maybe they, yeah. I mean, I'd have to find out, and, you know, it's just kind of finding a pattern and finding a location, and then just kind of, hopefully we can figure it out through the ice. If not, I guess I could always go back to good old Iowa to meet up with you.
Yeah, I know where to find some wipers.
There you go. I mean, I'm planning. I might go back there right after Christmas, right before New Year's, because we have the kids have a lot of time off. And I kind of wanted to go back and see some family a little bit right after Christmas. So, because our Christmas here will be, we have a Christmas party with my wife's side, but then, like I said, we might go over there. So I hope, you think you'll have ice in about 3 weeks? What do you think?
I don't know, dude. It's going to have to get real cold. Yeah. I think the lakes are ready, like water temperature wise.
Uh-huh.
It's just, we just need that cold to be steady. Cause you know, a couple nights in the teens and then 50s and 60s for a few days, that, you know, you're not making any ice.
For sure.
We just, because the lakes are ready. Because when I leave to go to work in the morning, there'll be skim ice on, you know, bodies of water that I drive by, at least the smaller ones. Mm-hmm. I think they're ready. It's just, we just need that cold snap to hold for like a week. If, you know, maybe not even that, because, like I said, the water temps, I think, are where they need to be. It's just that air temp has to hold.
Yep, I'm with you. I think it's the same here, in the Denver area, the metro area here. Same thing. I've seen, when I drive the kids to school, I've seen like the smaller ponds, they're iced over, they're skimmed over for sure. Water here is ready locally. Like you just said, because like, I think the next couple of days or this weekend, we're going to be up in the 50s again here in Denver. So it's going to be, at least local here, I can't see having ice like you probably for another month or so. And then we'll just have to keep driving up to the mountains. And the only thing is when you keep doing that, it's just a long trek to drive up there. And then it just, sometimes the weather could be bad, the traffic could be bad. It just gets a little hectic. But I don't know. Hopefully I can catch a Monster Laker this year. It would be ideal. It'd be kind of cool. I still got to go see if I can get a tiger trout. That's still going to be a goal of mine to catch a tiger trout this year.
Yeah. Yeah. So I don't know. Maybe by next weekend, which is going to be the weekend before Christmas. I don't know. Let's see what the Northern Iowa lakes look like. You know, I might make a trek.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of your or not yours, but a lot of just local Iowans there, Central Iowa. They're making a trek all the way up to Minnesota, just to get on the ice. And I understand the ice itch and everything. I don't know, man. As you get older, just driving 2.5-3 hours, it just makes it like a drag sometimes. Yeah.
Well, especially if it's a day trip, you know, driving 3 hours one way to fish for, I don't know, 5 hours, and then driving 3 hours back home. That's a long day.
That is a long. Yeah, you're right, dude. You think about it. That's like 6-7 hours of windshield time, and literally maybe three to four, maybe 5 hours at best of fishing time. So yeah, that's definitely a long day on that one. But like I said, hopefully we all get some local ice and. I do, dude. I got excited when I left Iowa. I was excited to get on ice, and then all of a sudden this happened. But I still have that itch a little bit. I was watching a couple videos, on YouTube and everything, kind of seeing some of the guys who are ice fishing up in Canada. And I was watching Jay's channel, Jay Siemens, a little bit, and just kind of getting the ice itch, you know, watching those videos. So hopefully you get on ice. Did you go? Did you talk to anybody who went to the ice show at all in Minnesota?
I just listened to the Short Rod show. So they just, Ben and his, I think it's his brother. Mm-hmm. They kind of did like a gear breakdown of what they saw at the show. That was pretty cool. But I haven't really talked to anybody else. I texted him about a couple things too. I don't know. There was some cool stuff there, but I don't know. There was a lot of people there, I heard.
It looked like it. I saw some, like you said, I saw some people who were vlogging it. It looked like more and more people. I think ice fishing is a sport that's growing, man. I think it's going to be shit. If you think about it, ever since the pandemic and everything, even before that, I think this ice fishing has tremendously like expanded everywhere. I feel like people are even making treks from warm areas to come and ice fish, you know, just to see what the all the hoopla is about ice fishing too.
Yeah, I think it's just more accessible now as far as like the gear, the electronics, the tackle, and the exposures. There's just so much now that it's probably more accessible now than it's ever been. Mm-hmm. So more and more people are jumping into it, and then, you know, that'll just drive the market, I guess, because, you know, more companies are going to be involved. There's going to be more exposure, and there'll be more people getting into it. Because when we first started, it wasn't like an uncommon thing or anything, but it wasn't near this popular. Like, it'd be just us out of our friends that ice fish, but now we know a whole bunch of people that ice fish.
Yeah, no, you're spot on, man. I remember like everybody ice fishes now, but yeah, when I first started with you, or when I first started, it was like literally because it's a thing here, obviously in Colorado, you know, but like in Iowa, we never, at least our group of friends, none of us really ever went until I went there, and then next thing you know, it just kind of blew. But I think this is the thing too. I think YouTube and everything else helped expose it. tremendously. Because you think about it, when you watch YouTube, you see someone ice fish and they have all these electronics, people are like, oh, that looks cool. It looks like a video game, you know? So then it makes people want to try it. And then, yeah, you're right. I think electronics has taken ice fishing to the next realm. I really do. I feel that way.
Yeah, I think, yeah, electronics has a big part of it because, you know, just sitting out there, not looking, not having electronics and just hoping a fish comes by, it's pretty discouraging, especially if you're not a hardcore fisherman. Mm-hmm. Like if you're just a casual fisherman, you do that two times, like, man, ice fishing ain't worth it.
Yeah, cold and you don't catch no fish. And yeah, no, I hear you on that. But I think, you know, because we live in a world now where technology is so advanced and everything is, you know, it's virtual. Having those electronics, I think, kind of combines it a little bit. So I feel like a lot of people it's more enjoyable when you can see if there's even a fish. It makes a huge difference, dude. Like you're just saying, if you're sitting there, you're just hoping for a fish versus you have electronics, you know if there's fish there. Yeah, you know there's fish there or not.
The augers nowadays, too, because before, you know, you're either doing it by hand or you had to buy this big old gas auger that cost, I don't know, $400 or $500. But now, it's not cheap, but if you got a power drill now, your price of entry for like a composite is less than $200.
Yep. Maybe less than, yeah, no,
and
you're right.
And you don't even need a composite. You just get like a 6-inch steel auger for like $80, throw that on a hand drill. Yep. If you already got one, you know, you're already ice fishing for like $100.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. No, you can get one probably for $100. And even best, you could even go on Facebook Marketplace or Craigslist and even get them used for even cheaper. You know what I mean?
Right. And the clothing is so much better now too. So everything's just easier to get into, you know?
Yeah. I think that's another one too. You're right. The clothing, because shit, we can be in our striker suits and we're sweaty in 0 degrees weather. And I think that's a big, big plus for anybody who's getting to ice fishing or just us. The general ice fishing public, if you can stay warm in 0 degree weather and be fishing, you're gonna go. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and I think social media plays a big part of it too, because they see a bunch of people ice fishing, like, oh man, I want to do that too. And there's so much information out there. It's kind of easy to like, okay, I want to try to catch this. You just look up on Google or hop on a Facebook group, like, oh, this is what these guys are doing. But back before, when everything was super social media, everything, you know, you'd have to go and like do some real research and jump on forums and then just spend time on the water. It's just everything's just so much more accessible now.
Yep. But I'm wondering, do you think the fish will adapt and get smarter to all this electronics? I'm wondering.
Oh, I've already seen it with like LiveScope with just me.
Yeah.
I'm like, man, here comes a fish. And if you don't know, the way LiveScope works is there's basically three transducers. So they're shooting out at different angles and they're stitched together. And I've seen it where, you know, you can see the seams where the two transducers meet on the screen. There might be like a little line, or, you know, it might be a little, it's not lined up 100%. I always see fish swim up to where those two transducers meet, and then they just turn around. It happens all the time. And, you know, if you got 5 or 6 guys in an area running live scope and, you know, a few other guys running flashers, because, you know, sonar is sound. So all those clicks and stuff, you know, if there's enough, the fish are going to hear it, and they're just going to be like, oh, man, that's where, you know, Frank got taken away, where all the noise was coming from, so I ain't even going to go over there.
It's true. They're getting smarter. We'll see, though. Let's see if you can – I mean, there's still going to be plenty where you can still catch, but I'm wondering if the bigger ones are going to be harder to catch because, you know, they get smarter. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so I think, you know – now more than ever, it's important to get away from the crowds because a bunch of people got live scope now. A bunch of people have flashers. So if you see like a crowd of 20 people and they all got electronics and everybody's moving around, those fish are going to be super skittish. For the most part, I'm not saying that's going to be every scenario, but there's going to be a lot of times where just staying away from that big group of people is going to, mean success. Well, help you be more successful, I should say, not equals success.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, man. Now you got me thinking, like, I hope I can find some wipers here. I was thinking, I was like, where can I know some spots that supposedly have white bass and wipers, so I can try them out if they're frozen. But yeah, man, I think that might be a struggle for me. I'm wondering if I can find places where I can catch good catfish here, and I'm pretty sure you can.
I bet
I
those
just
city ponds and like those urban lakes and stuff, I bet that's probably your best bet. 'Cause I don't think they'll be up high in the mountains.
Yeah, I don't think so either. I think you're right. I think if I can see, I just gotta figure out which lakes and ponds you can ice fish on. There's certain ones you can and can't here. It's weird. It's just city ordinance here. It's kind of like in Iowa too. Like you can ice fish in Altoona, but you can't ice fish in Pleasant Hill type of deal. So hopefully I'll figure. Yeah, I'll fi I'll hopefully I can figure that out. And it'd be kind of cool if I can get on a good catfish bite. Hey, I'll take that just as any other fish, man, honestly.
Oh, dude, with catfish, panfish, bluegills, crappies are fun, but man, catfish just hit different, and you catch 10-pound fish for most people, catching a 10-pound fish through the ice is, insane.
Yeah. Oh, now you got me thinking. Yeah, I gotta go find some good catfish areas. Hopefully I can find some decent spots and just cut up some hopefully I get some old shad or some sucker meat or something, cut it up, and I should be able to catch them. I hope.
Wait, how many lines can you have in Colorado?
I got the extra line, so two for sure. I think you can have three. I'll have to double check. I'm not 100% sure, but I know for sure two, because I'll have a jaw jacker up here, and I'll have the rod that I have. Again, I bought the extra line. I'll double check though. I think you can have three, but I'm not 100% sure. I'll have to, you know who I'll ask? I just asked my brother-in-law Dan. He's like, since he's a teacher, he kind of knows the rules. It's true. It's
Yeah.
so funny though. He's the one. If you're like, I'm not sure if this is the size limit, I text him. That guy's like instant. He knows. Like, nope, you can't keep that too small, too big, or whatever the case may be. He'll tell you.
Like, come on, fool.
Yeah, come on, fool. You should know better. I'm like, bro, that's why I'm texting you. You're my encyclopedia and you're my DNR to make sure I'm within, certain standards, man.
Yeah, man. I got a whole bunch of ice fishing stuff on my table. You guys can't see it. I'm slowly getting my gear together. I got like a designated fishing bag that I'm gonna put together, because I got my regular open water fishing bag. I don't use that for ice fishing because, well, this other fishing bag I have, it's waterproof on the bottom. Well, it's not even a fishing bag, it's a tool bag. But yeah, so I'm just sitting here staring at all my ice fishing, or some of my ice fishing stuff. I'm trying to brainstorm, what am I gonna bring out on the ice? And we could probably talk about that in a future episode. Oh, maybe we should do that in like the next episode, kind of break down our gear a little bit, because
Okay.
I think in a couple, by 2 weeks' time, I should have all my stuff together, and I should have a pretty good idea of what I'll be bringing out on the ice this season. And I mean, even though you don't have that much stuff, maybe that'll be a good episode, kind of just break down your gear. Doesn't have to be super specific or anything.
For sure. No, yeah, we'll talk about that next time for sure. One thing I do wish I had was those stupid Norfin boots. I lifted my boots today. Oh God, I have muck. So if you guys are wondering, I have the muck. What is it? The winter, whatever. I forgot what the hell they're called, but it's mucks.
Are they the Arctic Pros?
Yes, that's what they are. Heavy as shit,
Yeah, super heavy.
and then I got cleats on them too right now. I was just like, oh my God. And then, you know, when I was in Iowa, when I was at Sean's house and we were doing that podcast with Sean, I felt his boot. Bro, I'm telling you, I might have to get some of those Norfend boots because they're easily maybe half the weight of the Mux, maybe even more, it feels like.
Yeah, I think two of those boots weigh less than one Muck boot. So yeah. It's less than half.
Yeah.
Way less than half.
So that's why I'm just like, because I was literally moving my boots today. I was just like, God, these are heavy as hell, man. I'm like, holy crap. I'm like, man, I might have to, as I get older, I might have to invest in new boots next year again. Or at least, probably not this year, but next year.
Yeah, I mean, you could say, oh, it's just boots. It can't be that much heavier. But if you got to walk a mile in, you know, boots that weigh twice as much as these other boots, you're going to start feeling it.
Yeah. And I think also because we try to stay mobile. So not only are you walking a half mile, a mile, whatever, to the spot, you're walking around the entire area all day long. That it takes a toll on you, I feel like, the heaviness of it.
Yeah, then you just start dragging your feet because you're tired.
Yeah, so that's what I noticed for sure. Yeah, we'll talk about our gear and stuff next week for sure, or the next episode. There is some other things I wanted to ask you. What are you going to prepare for in regards to, like, catfishing? Are you going to do anything different, kind of gears and stuff? So we'll talk about that. It'd be cool.
Yeah, maybe we add in, like, techniques or, you know, how we're going to target stuff. Maybe that'll be our, like, for sure, ice fishing kickoff episode or something like
that. All right. I'm with you with that. Yeah, we'll definitely do that. And hopefully I'll have a report to you that I caught some fish with the ice by then on the next episode.
Yeah, I think you'll be ice fishing at least one time before the next time we record.
That's the plan.
Me, on the other hand, I don't know. I'm going to have to drive north if I want to go anywhere within the next couple weeks.
How about the river? Any luck there?
Like just regular fishing?
Yeah, just open shore. Do you think you're going to try that at all?
Depends. We'll see what this week. I got kind of like a friend's Christmas thing this weekend. Mm-hmm. And then actual Christmas is next weekend. I don't know, maybe. Because I don't have time after work. You know, if I get off of work at 3:30, 4 o'clock, it's basically dark by the time I'm ready to go anywhere.
Very true.
Yeah.
Very true.
It's stupid. I hate this rolling back the clocks nonsense that nobody wants, but they keep around.
No, you're right, man. It's like, it does suck. It's like, literally, say it's the same here. I mean, everything is dark by like 4 p.m. It's like, you're not going to be fishing at 3 or 4, or like 4, 3 p.m., you're already sunset, I feel like.
Yeah, if we had a good night bite here in Iowa, if we do, I've never found it, but I just find once the sun goes down, maybe half an hour after the sun goes down, it could be hot. Then after that, the fishing just totally dies off. And that's why the whole ice camping thing, I've done it 3 years straight. I'm not so sure this year. I mean, we could talk about it more in the next episode, but yeah.
Yeah.
This time of year sucks.
Yeah, I'll find out. I'll see if I don't know if my brother-in-law's or anybody's ever night fished out here, so I'll check with them. I know they definitely love going at a crack of dawn, getting there right before ice or before even sunrise. These guys definitely love to go like at like 3 in the morning. They literally go at 3 or 4 in the morning because they have to drive far, but then on top of that, they just want to be there before the sun rises. So I don't know if they've ever ice fished at night. I can guarantee they've never really camped on the ice. So I'm not doing
that. I bet
that.
You got a better chance out there as far as night fishing because the water is just so much clearer. I think the water clarity and visibility has a big factor in why night fishing kind of sucks here, at least in my experience. Because, you know, if the fish can't see, it's already dark. But if they can only see a foot during the daytime, they ain't going to see nothing at night.
That's true. No, you're right. I didn't even think about that. That makes sense. But, Yeah, no, I'll ask them. I'll definitely see. I ask around a little bit, talk to them, and see if they've ever done night fishing. We'll see how winter goes. Would you ever make the trek to meet us at our open water location, our meetup this year if it freezes?
I'd probably be down for that.
Okay.
What about that other place that your brother-in-law went to last year? They're catching catfish and wipers.
I think they want to go again for sure. It's further for you. I think it's only, I want to say it's like a 3.5-4 hour trip from here. But for you, it's like a 7-8 hour trip, I think. 7 or 8 hour trip.
Damn, that's basically just like driving to Colorado anyways.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. But, you know, it's still 3.5 hours less than what you would normally drive.
Yeah, that's true. Man, I don't know. The whole Midwest has been so mild, and that's further south. We'll see if they get a season down there.
Yeah. I still want to go to the, what's that lake? Devil's Lake. It's still a bucket list lake one year. I don't know if that's something we'll do this year, but we got to do it pretty soon.
Yeah. I think I'd rather go to, what's the one that Kim always talks about? The one with the giant perch.
Oh my god,
I can't think of the name.
It's in
Cascade.
That's it. Yeah, Cascade is definitely a bucket list lake. That's actually closer to us here, I think. Yeah,
yeah, right. I think I'd have to fly out there. Don't want to drive.
You'd probably have to fly to us and just ride with us.
Yeah. Or just fly straight there.
Or you can fly straight there. It's just that I think we would probably end up driving, because I think the last time my brother-in-law was talking about it, it's like 10-hour drive. And you know them. They want to bring their own gear. They don't like fishing with anybody else's stuff. They're very peculiar about using their own rods and their own flashers and all that stuff. So, I mean, I get it, but they just want their own gear. So that's why we would drive. But hey, man, you could throw it out on a chat, Kit, if you're interested. I mean, it doesn't hurt to try, you know, to see if anybody else is interested. You never know.
Yeah. See, well, the one I really want to do, it's not really an ice fishing destination, and the window is so short. It has to be a super cold window, or excuse me, super cold winter. Mm-hmm. I want to catch a striper through the ice. That's what I want to do. You know, Devers Lake.
Where?
In the area where they went last year.
Okay. Oh, really?
Not that lake, but just that area.
Okay. But if there's a small window?
Yeah, I mean, it might be like a 1 or 2 week window, so because it's even further south than our camping spot during the summer.
Mm-hmm.
So it's even further south than that. I know those guys talk about ice fishing that lake. And even for that, like, the window is probably about the same, you know, a week or two. That's if they get a really cold, like a super cold snap.
Yep, for so sure.
That Striper Lake freezes, oh, that's what I want to do.
Man, imagine you catch a striper through the ice.
I know, like, you know, let alone, you know, catching a striper, your first striper ever. Imagine if your first one's through the ice.
Do you think I don't know. Do you think they would act the same as a wiper?
I think so. Okay. I mean, they're schooling pelagic fish, so they're going to be roaming around in schools, probably in the same area as a wiper would be.
Okay. Yeah. You keep an eye on it. You let us know. We can meet halfway. That'd be kind of cool.
Yeah, because last year I was keeping an eye on it, because this is something I've been wanting to do for probably 3 years now. Okay. And I think that first year that I thought about doing it, that was the year to do it. Like, that's when people were ice fishing down there. But I didn't go for whatever reason, because it's just, I don't know. Well, it's far and it's hard to get people together, especially for like, hey, next week, like, let's just go.
it's definitely hard to do. Yeah, I don't know about traveling, but if it's something to do something like that, I'm definitely down to go and ice fish. I think to try like a new spot. I now being owning my own business and doing my own thing, I have a little bit of flexibility. So you guys just let me know. I am definitely game to go if I can catch a. That would make up for my foobar of losing that striper in the open water. If I can catch it through the ice, oh man, that'd be awesome.
Yeah, I mean, I've been watching that lake for the past few years, and it wasn't any good last season because they didn't have any fishable ice. And I don't think they had any fishable ice the season before. But three seasons ago, that was like the time to go, and I didn't go. And now I'm like kicking myself.
But no,
and the way things are going this year, it might not happen this year. It might be next year, you know, unless the weather trends this way and just stays this way.
Yeah,
it might not happen.
We'll see. But no, I'll ask the in-laws too about that spot that they went last year that caught all. I think what all did they catch? They caught catfish and crappies, right?
Wipers. They caught wipers.
Oh, wipers too. Yeah. So yep. I'll see where if they're gonna go again this year. We can set up a trip and see how far it is from. We can possibly meet out there, and I don't know if there's a spot. Maybe we can get a cabin or something, or a house or something like that, and just stay the weekend or something. You know?
Yeah.
It'll be cool. So, anything else, man, guy, for this week? I know it's kind of a shorter one, and it was kind of chaos with the kids earlier, but and me spilling shit everywhere, but. I think next week, our next episode, everybody stay tuned. We'll definitely talk more about ice. I think we'll tailor all ice fishing episode on that one. But you got anything else this week, guy?
I think that's it. But yeah, next week or next episode, more ice fishing stuff. Because I'm going to be picking up some things. I said I wasn't going to buy anything this year, but I think I'm going to pick up a thing or two. Nothing big, like no big ticket items, but just some random stuff that I didn't think about getting. But yeah, we'll just talk about that next time
for sure. And I like I said, I wasn't going to get anything new, but I think I'm just like Kit. I might be little, nothing, no big purchases, that's for sure. But I might be getting a few knickknacks here and there that I think I need or want to make my ice fishing experience better this year. So we'll see. So if I can, but like I said, god damn it, get this stupid heel healed so I can walk like a normal human being, so I can get on the ice and fish, because the kids are like, dad, we want some crispy fish. This sucks. You know, Uncle Kit's not here to provide the fish. You can't go fish. It's all yeah, I'm hearing it from all ends right now.
What about Uncle John and Uncle Dan and Uncle Kim?
I don't know, man. Those, you know how they are. I don't even think they, like I said, they haven't even really been ice fishing. So they just went last weekend, and who knows, you know? It's whatever. But
yeah,
we'll see, man. But other than that, man, if you guys listened this far, appreciate it. Don't forget, guys, make sure you guys leave a review. It'd be appreciative. Make sure spread the word, get the YouTube channel up, our subscriber. I think we're at 288, 290 or something around there, pretty close. So if we can get that up, would be great. Make sure you guys check out this guy's YouTube channel. Get him slowly creeping up to the 4,000 mark, hopefully, one of these days. It'd be cool. Get you nice and big.
Yeah, two videos a week coming up. You know, if ice fishing is not your thing, there's going to be open water fishing videos also.
There you guys go. Two videos a week coming from Fishing Kit right here. Make sure you guys check out My Pop Fishing. I'm still trying to release one video a week right now. I still got open water stuff. I still got some videos, luckily. Even though having this injury, I still had some stockpiled because there was a lot of stressful days in Iowa. So I was able to get a lot of videos with Fishing Kit and Chin and stuff. So that was nice. So I have some of those coming up. And then, like I said, next episode, we'll talk about more ice fishing. Hopefully, I was on the ice by then. I'll let you guys know how I do. But other than that, man, if you guys listened this far, super appreciative, man.
Bye.
Awesome. All right. There you guys go. My daughter says see ya. See you next week, everybody. Bye. 2 weeks. All right. Till next time.
Wait, can I hear him?
Yeah, you can hear him. Hold on, baby.